As far as the no fly list.
If you're on that list.
The most problematic thing is that
anyone can be under the investigation of the FBI.
And I know that something really good is going to come out of all of this.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another week of the No Fly List, where we talk to comedians, artists, musicians, and other cool and interesting people of color. I'm Athier.
I'm Amama.
And today we had Alexander Payne.
Yay. What a fun and so warm funny. And just a great comedian. So I know you guys are like really good friends. I've only seen Alex at shows and he kills.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
He's so funny.
He's
but
so good.
He is just a really decent
human. He's a
human.
Delightful yeah. person to be around. He's
I hope, just lovely. I hope he hears. I just called him decent.
Decent.
He's okay.
The bar is very low. It's decent. You know what? Yeah. To be a decent guy these days, it's, yeah, I guess the bar is low. But, you know, he is. It's also very rare to be a decent comic and human being. And he's a great guy. We talked about how we're all kind of empaths, and also the downside of that, of focusing on other people's problems when, you know, you are trying to avoid your own sometimes, and we're just sort
yeah.
of,
And he's been working on that. And he's working
on himself, okay? He is a great, I'm like, ladies, Alex is single.
He's a Leo. They're fantastic. But he has been working on himself. And I don't know. What a great dude. What a fun episode. We also talk about how he grew up in L.A.
In South Central.
Real L.A. And like just, you know, the lifestyle comparisons between L.A. and New York and how he's been doing in New York, especially post like apartment flooding.
Oh my God,
like,
poor
personal,
guy. Yes, yeah. He's been dealing with a lot. And then I would just be like breaking down every time. He's just always very like even keel, happy, easy yeah. to get along with. He's just like a really great person. And I always enjoy talking yeah. to him. And he just has this very chill, calm presence, which you can definitely hear in the episode and his voice.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we get to his episode, we're going to get to our first segment, the No Fly List. And this week, we have decided to put the Republicans who
are blaming, Alec Baldwin as a joke instead of using that as a, you know, Alec Baldwin, if you guys haven't been keeping up with the
Alec
news
Baldwin
ever,
accidentally shot a gun that had a live round and unfortunately killed someone on set. There were a lot of problems.
How do you say her name? Helena Hutchins.
Yeah. Helena Hutchins.
And Donald Trump Jr. is using this to exploit his own shitty fucking agenda and saying guns and selling t-shirts that say guns don't kill people. Alec Baldwin does. So I saw a bunch of tweets and such poor taste in so many ways. It's disgusting. They're like using that as an excuse of like why we don't need gun control. Are you kidding me? Like that's what they took away from it. And making jokes when somebody lost their life and another person got injured on set. First of all, I didn't know they use live rounds also. That's insane. Or they don't normally, sorry.
No,
but they
yeah.
use blanks.
They use blanks.
But that's still insane to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and also it's like Republicans, this is also because of overworking, capitalism, feeling like there were so many people who walked off like set because they were so overworked. They also hired the daughter of like a tech dude or something that like, again, like she didn't have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
There were a lot of fucked up things that are the result of this country just being not super great.
If anything is the reason for tighter gun control and instead of, I just can't believe they're exploiting this really horrific event. I mean, I am. It's Donald Trump's son. So.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, you don't get to fly if we haven't put you on the no-fly list. Yet, here's another reason.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get to fly your jet. You shouldn't get to fly anywhere.
Anything. But in the meantime, you should really listen to this really amazing and funny episode with my new friend.
Alex Payne. Enjoy. And we are rolling. Welcome, Alex/Alexander, as you were just saying. Depending on who you're talking to.
Depending on which voice is speaking.
How many personalities do you think you have?
At least a dozen.
Oh, nice, nice.
Do you have different variations of Alex for each name? For each personality?
There's Alex. There's Al. It's Big Al. South Central.
Oh.
Payne, which is just my last name.
Yeah.
Lex, which is just, I've really got to be late night for me.
And you say this to yourself.
Xander.
Oh. Xander. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know if I could call Xander. You don't look like a Xander.
Axe.
That's stupid. Just kidding.
And then there's just Dur.
That's like when you're like too drunk to function.
That's Dur.
Yeah. Dur. Yeah. Yep. That makes sense. Yeah. That's like if I call myself Mama, but that's like at the point where I'm like about to throw up and I'm like, it's okay, Mama. You got it.
Am I just Thier? I don't have any Ath. Yeah. That doesn't sound fun.
Ath.
Ath.
At.
At, yeah.
At her year. At here.
At here.
Here.
Yeah. You need like a, do you have like a wild country girl type of you? Because you're from Alabama.
I mean, yeah.
First.
Where's that at? Where's that? I have
a southern alter ego.
What's she called?
I had Amy. A name. I can't remember.
That's my
Starbucks name and my, I guess, Lazy Sundays. Shout out. They're really great. So I just use Amy because it's easier.
Amy.
I use Amanda just because I know if they're like, letters. What
well,
name?
How you doing, Amy and Amanda?
But that's not my southern. Oh, yeah. That's not my southern name.
I was going to say, we need to give you a brown name to counteract our.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've been waiting my whole life for this. Okay. I'm ready to be.
Wow.
You are from the South Central.
Yes.
Wow. What should I name? I'm forgetting. Abu Bakr.
Abu Bakr?
Yeah, that's very like a Muslim. Really, really Muslim name.
I'll take it. I'm ready to be in
I
the
would
group.
Love one next time you're at Starbucks, can you order under that name?
Hell yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. And then just watch them be like, okay.
Watch
and,
the FBI raid Starbucks.
Yeah. Abu Bakr.
Yeah.
I'm saying
then,
that right.
Yeah.
Abu Bakr. Okay.
And then she'll be like, and just be like, just say it. Just Abu Bakr.
I will videotape her and be like, bitch, you better get this right.
She starts crying. She quits on the spot.
I was like, say my name. Abu Bakr.
Yeah, perfect. Okay.
Okay, good.
This is what we should do. We should give white people
brown names
to order at Starbucks.
Honestly, yeah. They should know how it feels to get your name mispronounced.
Yeah.
Does that bother you guys when your name is mispronounced, really?
Not anymore.
Okay. I hate... Yeah. Okay, so I don't mind if you mispronounce my name, but you're using all the right letters. What I hate recently, and even this was on a show flyer, was Al Thier.
Al Thier.
Oh, Al Thier.
That sounds like
it
a crypto.
It started in Alabama. Yeah, Ethereum. Yeah, that started in Alabama. I did not think would follow me to New York. Yeah. Al Thier.
Al Thier? Al Thier. Yeah.
Did people get your name wrong?
Alex?
Did they call you?
Most people just go, hey, you. And then I kind of turn around and they know. That's it. No one gets Alex wrong. Alex is hard to get wrong. Alexander. Some people forget my name.
I think that's more common with like common names where you're like, I know you, but I feel like I think the one thing is at least people are like, a mama.
Yeah, your or name's like very, I remember you.
Yeah, that's it's like such a weird name. And like I don't care at this point, people pronounce my last name so wrong that I don't even know how to pronounce my last name and I'm okay with that.
How do you pronounce your last name?
I don't even know. It's Sardar, but
Sudar.
Like
am I saying that right? Sudar?
Yeah, but like I think when I'm at home and we're like just goofing around and someone will say my last name in a way that like is like supposed to be said in Punjabi. I'm like, oh yeah.
Say it. Okay. Say it like you were introducing yourself in Pakistan.
It's so weird because now I feel like I'm still gonna like make it more Americanized. Like Sardar.
Sardar?
Yeah. Sardar. Yeah. Sardar. Like it has like more of like an R
well,
type.
Yeah.
Sardar?
That's how Sardar? Like Sardar. My name is Athir, technically, but I'm not gonna
Athir. I remember when Noor
was over. Yeah,
she was like,
I was past guest.
Oh, yeah, Noor says it right.
She was throwing some extra twists on it. I was like,
yeah, Alex
this
was
right.
Like, have I been saying your name wrong? I was like, no, but no one's gonna, you got
she
it.
She had a, Athir.
That's how my mom would say it. Yeah, Athir.
I was like, wow, I'm
if she's mad, Athir.
Yeah.
Get him along.
Noor was like, Athir, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think that's right, Athir. And I was like, wow, I'm not saying this right.
Yeah, it's always so weird when you realize that your friend's name is not what their name is. I felt
left out.
I've said some people's names wrong, and then later I'm like, oh my God, why didn't you just tell me how to say
it? I know,
your last
I do
name?
Feel so bad when that happens, but just because we have different names, we're used to people mispronouncing our names. And I feel so bad when I don't get somebody's name right, but they're also used to it. And I'm like, no, let's stop getting used to it. Let's make people say our names right.
I don't care.
I think I stopped caring because the first few times that I tried, there's the funniest thing is like on a date, I already know that the first question is like, how do I pronounce your name? Mm-hmm. And then I'll like obviously like say it right. But then sometimes I'm like, man, this date was boring. I could have just given him a false name.
I do that anyway. You don't do that anyway?
Okay, wait. So a few comics have told me this and I've seen some of their profiles. They like just have different names on Tinder. And I'm like, whoa, I want to do that.
I should have done that. Like Ether, like people can easily look that up, or a mama. And if you have people comedy in there, always, you could easily.
I have so many dudes in my DMs from dating apps who just like found me and have been like, oh, so like I saw you, just thought I would like message you here. So it's like, yeah, I actually should probably like use a different name. Yeah.
I don't have that problem. Yeah. One girl DM, two girls. That was it. That's it. That's all I get.
Do you slide into the DMs?
Twice.
Ooh, what did you say?
So, I shouldn't tell.
I shouldn't slide and tell.
Slide and tell.
But one thing, if you're a guy, to do is don't send words because the girl can read them through the phone and not respond. You send an emoji or two emojis. Doesn't have to be dirty. It could be thinking.
Oh,
it could be.
That's so tricky. Whatever. So they have to open it up.
They have to open it and you know.
Oh my God. Listen to this. All right.
Okay. Creeps that's why I don't do it. Okay. Yeah. It works though. First of all, it's worked both times.
That is really interesting. I should just do that for like booking requests.
Oh my God. You're right.
You can send an emoji.
Because sure, if you have the preview on your phone, you don't have to ever open it.
I don't have notifications on my phone just so I don't check shit ever.
I'm the same way.
But I also accidentally did that with text messages. And then now I'd like miss every message. But then at night sometimes I'm like, no one messaged me today. I open it up and it's like a lot. And I'm like, hell yeah, it's time to like read and answer back. Some of these are like emergencies and I should be better.
But you're my emergency contact. So I hope you're getting those texts and calls.
Oh no, I actually should probably turn it on because someone else said that recently. And I was like, fuck.
I have a big red star next to your name on the phone. Okay. But I've added a couple more people just in case some backups. Wow.
That's what you got. Yeah. I will turn on my text notifications.
Just be less reliable. I'm not reliable. So I'm no one's emergency contact. But you, I could tell you're the one that people are like, I must rely on her.
Yeah, I guess. I kind of like it.
That's responsibility.
It's a bunch of people. But then, like, it makes me, that is, wow. I didn't think about it. Now I'm nervous.
You can set it on your iPhone now where you, like, put in, like they you just add them as a emergency contact. And
she's over your mom?
My mom doesn't live here. Yeah. That's not helpful.
Okay. That's the thing. Like, even I
also, I wouldn't want my mom to know anything.
I was going
to
say, yeah. My mom lives on Long Island. I'm not trying, like, I have my cousin, my brother, and, like, other, like, there's no way I'm telling my mom anything.
Yeah.
If my cousin didn't live
here, it would be one of them. What are you guys doing that you don't want your mom to know?
Well, I don't know what I'm going to be in the ER for one day.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What if it's, like, a miscarriage or something, and they call, like, I don't, you know?
I mean, that's just something you're going to, mom's never going to know you had a miscarriage.
No. Because mama thinks I'm a virgin.
Yeah, we've never touched
which
a boy.
Which I am.
Which we are, for sure.
Oh, you are totally, totally getting virgin vibes off these dating apps. You've had a bunch of guys slide into your DMs? I don't know. I've never seen a man in my life.
What is a DM?
Yeah, what is a slide?
Yeah. I'll turn my text messages on. I should have done that anyway.
I would hope, though, if, God forbid, there was an emergency, someone would be calling you, not texting you.
That's true.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Well, I had Dan Yang called me at 3:00 in the morning, and I, like, woke up. And at first, I was so angry, and then I was like, oh, no, is he, like, dead? So I, like, called back, and he was like, I'm stuck on my roof. He's my neighbor. He was can you come and open the roof door?
Oh,
and I
God.
Was seethingly angry. Like, I was just like,
oh, he needs
it's
to
3 a.m. Yeah. It was not that it was like
call
a
his
few
neighbors.
Weeks.
Yeah. He's like in the building.
But I got up, started putting on clothes, and he like called again. He's like, never mind, I got it. And I was like, I just, and it was midweek, so I had work at 8 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's one of those.
Was he drunk?
Things.
He's just
drinking.
Yeah. Drinking.
I've never been emergency contact, but I've been there for people. My neighbors drink and they like lose their keys or they get locked out.
Oh man, yeah.
I feel like you seem like the type of person who would be there for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you're not the problem.
You're not a big drinker. We've talked about this, right?
No.
I've seen you. You said you were drunk. You were at this bridal shower.
Drunk at the bridal shower. I was very drunk.
Nice.
Whose
bridal shower?
Rishi Mathur.
Oh shit! He got married. That's so cute.
He got married.
Whoa. Oh, I don't know who that is.
He did very well.
Wow.
He made me like.
Who
go,
is this
like,
person?
I need to marry a brown girl. Sanam Mehta is his wife. And
he's a comic.
He's a comedian.
Oh, yeah. Dope.
I haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah, ever since he got really serious, well, I shouldn't say really serious with Sonam, but like since he's kind of gone down the path of marriage, he's really kind of like, you know, made himself better. You know, like women have that effect on men.
Oh, I feel absolutely.
Like, yeah.
I feel like they make us worse and we make them better.
There's truer statement.
The hope would be that you would bring each other up. I think that might be the DM people you guys are meeting, but not all men are.
No, not all.
I just think generally we are at our peak and then when.
Alone.
And then we make men better. And then.
Also like who you, I guess, like meet. But yeah, now I'm just like, I don't want to like fix anyone. I just like want someone who's rich and has their shit
together. I want someone to fix me, damn it. No.
No, you don't.
I'm kidding.
You're a control freak.
Yes.
Yeah, you want someone to get line and be like, yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. I know what she wants already. She's
I like a little like opposition though. I don't want someone to just be a doormat. I like to
feel I like a lot of opposition. I like to like be like, all right, fine. Like what's wrong? Yeah.
I like to debate.
I can tell you're more agreeable, but Athir is like the person that's like, why are your shoes over here? Your shoes don't need to be here. This is the shoe cubby.
Okay, that's because she's neat. I'm actually kind of really disorganized and a mess. And to be honest, most of the men that I have even like hooked up with, when they come over, sometimes they're like, I can like, do you want help like cleaning this table?
I'm
No, let's like, and it's just like, it's nothing like super gross. It'll just be like a mug or two. And then like my weed is like put out and like my laptop is there plus like whatever, like notebooks. So it looks a little bit messier, but like they are really like tidy.
What kind of, are you hooking up with professional men?
Professional cleaners.
Yeah, that's the only guy.
She's hooking up with her super.
I go to TaskRabbit and I'm just like, all right guys.
That is, okay. When I was moving, the TaskRabbit guy was so cute, and both me and Noor, there was two of them. We both were trying to figure out which one we liked, and then we talked to both of one. I was about to ask for his number.
Ooh. Why did you?
I don't know, because we both kind of like thought the same guy was cute, and then I was.
Who was this? You and who?
Me and Noor. She was staying with me. She was a pest.
And then she's not even here.
Stupid.
Why did you let her? I'm sorry. If my friend from out of state was visiting, I was like, you could fuck him, but then I want his number. Like,
yeah, you could. All right, would that have been a deal? Could you have let Noor fucked him and then you would have got him next? Does that work?
Okay.
Do women do that?
A lot of my friends do that, and we've done that.
So one woman will be like, I'll fuck him first.
I can't.
No, it's not that. It'll be like, it's like. Two different friends have recently been like, oh, you should hook up with so-and-so. I fucked up with him. He's pretty good. And it's like, thanks so much for the recommendation. I'll fucking do it.
What?
And I've done that to people too. But if I like actually have like really strong feelings for someone, then obviously not.
Yeah, I think it's hard like, if you actually like the person. But
this guy that I was hooking up with last year, so fucking hot.
Yeah.
Nice, you know, and great in bed. That I actually was like, you know what?
Not that I would know.
Other people,
virgins would know nothing about it.
I don't know any what a penis is.
Great cleaning skills.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's my dream.
I like gave him sex trafficking this man, but I was just like. Oh, like
you gave him a good rating.
Yeah,
and you passed
rating.
Him along to.
I was well, I like because
like
he was like more into. Like, he wanted like
he's here's for you.
He wanted like a relationship, I think, because he was very much like, I'm not going to hook up with anyone else, and I was like, what?
Mm. And you didn't want one.
No,
even
not
though
at the
he's
time.
Really attractive. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and even now, I think it's because like yes, he was like really hot and like. Nice. We just didn't have a lot in common. And I like knew that it wasn't like. It
wasn't going
to
last.
No. And like, he's like, we texted each other this weekend just to be like, oh, hey, dude, what's up? And that's it.
You keep in contact?
Yeah, I've known him for like 3 years now. So I feel like.
Is he hanging in there?
I met him 3 years ago. We started hooking up, and then I was in love with someone. So I was like, okay, bye. Then he got a girlfriend, and then he came back last year during COVID times.
They always come back.
Well, yeah, especially last
year. Especially during COVID. You've had some.
And then now I think he's actually, it looks like he's like seeing someone. And
let's bring him on. Let's call him up. Let's get him on the line. Yeah. Listeners.
What's this guy's name? What's his social?
I don't want to say his name.
Social security number. Okay. What about you? You've had some exes reemerge or things happen, I guess, during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. But I never left. You're sticker.
You're not a
lover. I like to stick to a person.
What's your sign?
When I like them. I'm a Leo.
Oh, shit. Yo, my best friends. So, two people I love in my life are Leos.
Number one.
Yeah, obviously. So you're the only Leo that matters.
Are you
a double Leo?
That's
a sun moon.
I don't know. I know that. I just know what day I'm born. Okay. And then that's August.
I just know my birthday. Okay. Enough with the questioning.
August 13th. Is that a double Leo? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll look it up. Yeah. We'll look it up.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're a sticker.
I'm a sticker. Yeah. I like one woman and I want to be with that person. I don't like to sleep around. I did it. Well, I slept with someone while liking this person, and afterwards it was just terrible. It was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, that's always rough. If you really like someone and then you sleep with someone else, that sucks.
We weren't together. It wasn't like a cheating.
But even then, if you like have feelings for someone,
sort of convince yourself that it's going to be for your own good, so you could like detach emotionally.
You know,
am I just projecting?
I just took other people's advice, and by other people, I mean men, and they were like, "Oh no, fuck somebody else."
That's
And then I was like,
"Of course
they're
going to say that."
Let me just listen, and I did it, and. That girl really ended up liking me, and she wrote me poetry and stuff.
Whoa.
And I felt so bad.
Wow.
Yeah, I felt really terrible, and I was like, man, this isn't what I want to do with my life. I was like, I'd rather just go home, read a book alone or something than do this.
Yeah,
I'm much more of a solitary person in general.
We have a lot in common, yes.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Okay.
Best friends. Yeah.
Number one, Leo.
I feel the same way, though. I'd like to be... very alone. But even like when I'm hanging out with friends, at some point I'm like, my social
it
depletes completely. And then I'm like, time to recharge by going to watch TV and having the time of my life.
You go into a TV,
I'll turn the TV on. I'll smoke some weed. I just will love hanging out with myself. I'm a really fun person.
I don't doubt this.
Yeah. And then I'm just like, but that's why you want to find someone.
All the fun people are emergency contacts.
Yeah.
They're the ones that aren't available when there's an actual emergency, or they caused it.
That's true. Yeah.
Where's a mama? She's right over there drinking. Look.
You're like, do you need a ride to the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, got you.
Fucking drive. Yeah. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I just wanted to. I was just going to. I don't know what I was going to say now. Something about being there for people.
Oh, yes.
And how you're always kind of like the person that. Is like you seem like a good listener. I mean, we've hung out a few times, and you just seem like very empathic and somebody that kind of focuses on other people. And I think we were saying this how like sometimes it's like hard to sort of like deal with your own stuff because you're having to like take in other people and
I found out that it is apparently a messiah complex.
Interesting.
That's what I have heard from other people is that sometimes you want to help other people and fix them, their problems, instead of worrying about yourself. And it's a way to avoid what's going on with you.
Ooh.
I've been doing a lot of work on myself. That's what, I'm going to go in my next interview. And I'm like, what have you been doing for the past years? Well, I've been working on myself.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to get back in the workforce. but no, I learned that. And I think. Maybe that came from childhood, from mother split up with father, and then you see your mom all broken up, and then you kind of go, oh, this is terrible. And I kind of really took that in. Does that make sense? Like, I really, internalized it, and it was like, felt so bad, and felt like it was my fault, and that there should be something I could do to fix it. And I've realized that I've just kind of carried that through life, where, like, even anyone, if something bad happens to someone, I'm like, well, you know, why wasn't I there to help them or something? And which isn't good. I mean, it's good, but it's not really good.
Do you think that you'll get closer to them if you do that?
Like, I'll get closer to them?
Yeah, like,
No, I think what it really is just like it really genuinely hurts me to see people hurting. And like, if there's anything that I could give them or help them in any way, yeah. I figure I should do it. Like, I don't know. It's like I realize that like even like the homeless people, they get on the train and then they walk to the car and I'm like, even if I'm not going to give them money, I could at least look the man in the eye and acknowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Him,
I don't like when people don't do that
shit. I
could
at least look him in the eye and say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir,
it's
fuck
actually,
you.
There's like some people
sir,
who like literally will
look
just
me
be
in
like,
the eye.
No, it's like you could just actually look at someone.
Just give
and not,
someone yeah. the human decency. Yeah. Although it's hard in New York sometimes, it does strip you of your humanity.
It does,
and
absolutely.
It's hard to sometimes like keep that in mind. And how long have you been living here?
8 years.
Where'd you move from?
Los Angeles.
Oh, fancy. That's how I think of LA.
Really?
It's in the Los Angeles, yeah. UK. LA, UK.
Oh, London.
Oh, La La Land.
I really love my British accent.
Me and Adele.
Wait, did you, because I feel like LA can be very superficial. Did you feel that way when you were there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up in South Central, so I grew up in the bad part of Los Angeles. I grew up in actual Los Angeles,
yeah.
Not Beverly Hills and Hollywood. Where most people go. But when you start trying to be in entertainment, yeah, you see that
yeah.
in Los Angeles. Like, oh, who do you represented by? Oh, William Morris and Dever. Oh, okay, you can come right in. Or what do you do? Or blah, blah, blah. But that's only one part of town.
Okay.
That's like saying, like, if I come to New York and I only go to Soho and I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been to New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not the, you know. But LA is like such a loose collection of neighborhoods. It's more segregated than New York. It's like Mexicans here, white people here,
yeah.
Filipinos here, mm-hmm. black people here. And that's why I left. Well, that's not why I left. But I left, and coming here has given me an education on humanity a little bit.
I think everyone should live in New York.
Everyone move here. Unless
you're everyone in the world. There's like some of my friends that I've been like, just come to New York, get your ass kicked. Let it demolish
you. Yeah, you need to get your ass kicked. Some people are, well, you grew up in South Central, so
yeah,
maybe
you didn't. Yeah.
Maybe you need to go like some sort of island paradise.
Maybe. Someone told me that yesterday. They were like, because my apartment flooded and it's been horrible year.
Oh, yeah. This poor guy's been homeless for the last month.
For the past 2 months, I think.
Wait, where have you been staying?
Well, I just got back from L.A., and then in between that, weirdly enough, I have very successful friends. I was actually staying down the street on Wooster Street on Soho.
Nice.
One of my friend's parents is an artist back in the day. And he bought it was a factory back then, but he bought it and he owns the whole block.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Yeah.
He's a really famous artist. You guys should look him up. His name is Neil Jenny. He's going to come
Neil
out with
Jenny?
A book. Yeah, ooh. He has a series of paintings called Bad Paintings.
Oh.
Yeah.
And does he know that you've been squatting? Because I know you said that.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I was talking to him one night, and he was like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, I do comedy. He was like, wow, that's a hard racket. I'm like, nigga, you paint for a living. What are you talking about?
And yet he owns a Soho.
Well, that's because does he have like family money too?
I think when he first got here, his mom floated him. This is the 60s, how old he is. His mom floated him. But he was driving a cab the whole entire time. But he got successful really quick. Like, he dropped out of art school and was like, I'm going to be an artist.
Honestly, I feel like 60s, like 70s, 80s for comedy, too. That was the time.
Now
we're done. Those were
it would have been really great if I was like, where are you staying? And you were like, actually, right outside the building.
Like, right in here.
Yeah. You know where they put the bags down? There's a hole beneath that. And I sleep right there.
I thought I saw you.
Mm-hmm. I was in between a coach bag.
Wait, I'm so curious what's going to happen to your apartment. Like,
I'm back now, but I want to move because it's only a matter of time. Do I have something?
No, I do. Sorry.
Okay.
Move.
It's only a matter of time before it's going to happen again.
Yeah, you got to move.
I know.
Out of that
now New York is like, apparently we can't handle all these like historic flood rains. I know so many people whose apartments have flooded. One of my friends like put up his apartment thing to like sublet because he's like going for the winter. And I wanted to be like, you should also tell people that it's flooded like twice now.
Right.
Like, I was like, that's not going to be. And it's super cheap, like so cheap. But I was
How much is it?
It's like 700.
And I could live there for the winter?
It's a flooded.
If you don't mind.
I was going to say,
swimming.
I don't think it's going to. I was like, I don't know if it's really.
Where is it at?
I somewhere in Brooklyn.
hey, look, I'll risk that.
Listeners, if you have an extra home for
listen, I will clean, I will cook, I will take care of your old family members.
Hold on, you didn't tell me all this. I would have offered you a place to stay.
If I cooked and
cleaned. I had friends stay with me. Yeah. If you told me that, I would have kicked them out. And how do you?
Yeah, you had Nora was there, and then you were like, oh, I just kind of need my own space again. And I was like, I'm not going to fucking be like, come on. Like, you know, we've done mushrooms together. You're going to give me a place or not?
Like, I'll give you a place. We'll talk off air.
I was staying in Soho, so I can't complain.
Yeah. So, I found a place.
It was nice, though, to have the keys to that place. Because, like, the Coach and Gucci store and...
Holy shit.
All that stuff is on that block. And, you know, sometimes you see, like, the little girls, you know, women, excuse me, out there with their coats and they're like, wow, you know, taking photos.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, that's interesting. And then when they see me put the keys in the door, their faces change. And I was like...
They're like, this... What is this neighborhood?
Yeah. No, they were like, okay.
Yeah.
Well played. Well played, Negro. We didn't expect this from you.
Well, let's get to our first segment called 50 Shades of Brown. Wow, I should be a PBS narrator.
Hello, we are ASMR.
Hi, hello, my name. And this is where you answer a dating question from one of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
And actually, because it is cuffing season, as they say, even though it's going to be like 70 degrees this week, probably. There is a question that someone wrote in that I actually want to like re-talk about because of the season and the time and because you're a boy.
We're supposed to be talking about dating this whole time?
We're not. I mean, we can talk about anything.
Okay. Yeah. I want to be in a relationship again, but going through the whole dating process feels like a chore. Do you have any tips for motivation, especially in this holiday season? Hello.
I would say
I don't have to do that.
Non-funny advice is it is a chore, but you have to do it to find something good. It's like going to the gym. The worst part is getting up to go do it. But once you're there, you're kind of like, oh, okay, this isn't, you know. But you should actually get out there and go do it and find that. Find that special someone. The one that's going to look you in the mirror.
Or find them out.
In the mirror. How the fuck are they looking you in the mirror? This is getting weird.
Your eyes are
they're looking
mirror.
You in the mirror, the one that that's above
eyes
their bed.
Are the mirror of the
eyes
soul.
Are the mirror.
And the mirror is the eyes of the bathroom.
A mama? Please? I was going somewhere with this.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for woman's
it was it was metaphorical. Come closer so people can see you on cam. There we go.
All right.
Hello. All right. Yes.
So, what was I saying? Yes, you have to do it. You have to do it. Yeah. And if you can, try not to meet him on a dating app.
Yeah, I love the way that you actually put that. It's like going to the gym because I hate fucking going, but when I'm there, I'm like, all right, fine.
Everybody you want the result. Yeah. We always want the results. We just don't want to put in the effort. So,
yeah.
I mean, even when it comes to gym or whatever, just think about the outcome.
Whatever.
Writing.
Yeah.
I think that's a good,
hardest thing to do is to start. But once you start,
yeah, I will say this though. So a few of my friends did this thing where they just like would go to different bars and not even like just like to write, do whatever, with no intention of like meeting or like what, just like just wanting to be like at different places. And they both ended up meeting like really amazing dudes. And then one of my friends did like a week on just like different dating apps because she was like, well, why not? And she like forced herself to go on dates, and they're like, she like met this really nice, fun dude.
Yeah, you got to be out.
Yeah, you just got
to
be out.
Put yourself out there. It's like, you know, me being like, oh, I want to be the biggest comedian in the world. How can I get this from my living room? It's never going to happen.
You can now on TikTok.
I was going to say, now
you actually don't need to leave your living room.
Well, that, you know.
Yeah,
or you're still putting in hours and hours.
For sure.
Getting
up and being like, hey, my daddy used to be blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, oh God, I really hate TikTok.
Oh my God, you better do it.
I know.
Are you on it? I haven't seen you ticking and talking.
Yeah, okay. You know what? When I went back home, I have a younger sister, Layla. Shout out to Layla, UCLA.
What's up, Layla?
Yeah.
Great name.
But she was telling me I have to do it. And then my other friends, they started doing it during the pandemic. And he went through a really rough breakup. And it was really bad and yada, yada, yada. And he was like, you should do it because it's just a tool.
No, it's, I think with comedy, it's like, oh yeah, you gotta throw everything out there.
I've like thought about that recently, and I gave myself the talk. I was like, a mama.
Do it. Put yourself out there.
Just fucking do it.
Yeah. Katie Boyle, shout out, friend of the show, has
she's very good. She's very good
and kept trying to get me. I've done a few of the TikToks.
Do it.
So, or you TikTok to find dates.
Oh, that's the worst. You don't want to date anyone on that app. Don't date anyone on that app.
Did you see the guy, and this has been done before, where a guy created his own website to date him. I forgot what his name. Imagine a girl doing that, though. I feel like there's such a double standard. Everyone would be like, what a desperate loser if a woman did that. But I feel like when men do it, it's like, oh, how charming. Is this our next guest?
This is Cody.
Am I leaving?
Not yet. You have like 10 minutes.
Get out. Get out.
Oh, I didn't know. Shit.
No. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. We're done with you. Yeah. We've replaced
you. Imagine if we were like, anyway, bye.
I just got into the swing of everything and it was like, well, you got to go now. I was
like, yeah, now that we're warmed up, you get the fuck out.
Cody's on time. I'm shocked because, you know.
Yeah, we were all. This is making me nervous.
I'm not going to lie. I'm,
when people are on time.
I further that stereotype.
Oh, I like.
Being late?
Do you know, Zuby?
Yeah, I know Zuby.
Yeah. Man. Zuby, I love her. The latest person in my life. I got tickets to the Nets game. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's meet at 7. Like, let's grab a drink. Let's have some fun. Then we'll walk over to Barclays at 7:30. At 7:25, she was like, be there soon. I was like, I knew this was going to happen. So I was just like, I'm just going to drink at this bar alone. I don't care.
Well, as an African-American, personally, I feel time is racist because it was invented by a white man to make black people late. So that's my excuse every time I show up late.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Fair. Blame the white man.
I'm fighting systematic
timing
racism.
Timeism.
Yes. Called systematic for a reason. There's a system.
There's a system.
Military. Yeah. Greenwich. I've thought this out about why I'm late.
This checks out. Listen, I'm down with you blaming anyone. But speaking of, you know, white people, we actually have one last segment called Keeping Up with a Caucasian.
Oh, yes. I love Caucasian people.
Yes.
what a divergence since our last few episodes. We've been like, and then the white man.
Right,
we've
exactly.
been like full on Malcolm X in the last few episodes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Who taught you to hate yourself? Malcolm
X. Hate myself?
I love Malcolm X. Okay. I did my fourth grade book report on Malcolm X, and my teacher was like, do you want to pick someone else? And I was like, no, you white devil.
Like, this is why.
I was like, Brother X was right. Someone here.
Okay, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Ander. I'm going to throw out some categories to choose from, and you get to pick one of those categories, and I'll ask you about something white people do and whether we as people of color also do these things. So we've got food/beverage, pop culture, activities, style and clothes, phrases or sayings, and miscellaneous.
So I pick.
Yeah.
Pop culture.
Ooh. Pop culture. Okay. Let's see one we haven't done before.
Should I sing the cover of the year, just a white song? I'll be there for you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for that theme music. Okay. I've heard this a lot from white people. Like, I don't watch the news because it makes me sad.
Yes.
Are you one of those people that does not watch the news because it's too much?
No, I'm actually worse. I grew up in a bad neighborhood, so I not only watch the news, I read the news. Like you told me, from Pakistan. And
like I said that.
Yeah. Literally a week ago, I was reading about Kashmir. I was educating myself about that. And I ask you all the time stuff about Palestine that I never would learn.
Yeah.
No, I would like to know.
And more people need to know.
Yeah, more people need to seek out that information. So you're not. Yeah. But have you heard that before from white people?
I have heard that before. And I think that is a way of, you know, having any real cognizance of like what's going on around you. It's like it's ostrich mentality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put your head in the sand.
It's also a luxury because the news doesn't affect you. Therefore, you don't have to watch it. If you're not, you know, that's a privilege in a way because you're not being affected by the shit that's going down. And
I agree. Yes.
And I'm going to go and no.
Ooh, por qué?
Because coronavirus, I have friends in China. And I remember I told a lot of people, I was back in December of 2019 being like, there's a virus that's coming here. And everyone was like, nigga, you're crazy. And then it went to Italy, and everybody was like, yeah, but it only affects people who like noodles and shit like that. And then it finally got here, and everyone was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it came here. It's like, well, what did you think was going to happen? And this is brown, black, whatever.
Yeah, I think, of course, like, that was, like, also just, like, a bad part on, like, also our media being like, yes, it's bad, but we think we might, like, America's never gone through something that's, like it's the fault of other people's.
So that's why I try to read more. I'm more of an internet like, I go on Reddit and I ask people from other countries.
Yeah, I actually really love to do like Twitter. Because
you can talk to the person that's there. Like, when Myanmar was going on, well, I mean, it's still going, but you know, remember Myanmar and they have the Uyghurs.
The Uyghur Muslim.
Uyghur, but I try to say it like, you know.
Yeah.
And I like trying, like, if I can't find somebody that is actually there, because I'm sure.
Myanmar is the Rohingya, right? Yeah. And then in China is the Uyghur Muslims.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so I know there's someone there. Or like in Hong Kong, I'm like, there's people there that'll tell you what's going
on. Like, hi, Reddit, any Uyghurs out here?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, really? not white men who listen to Eminem. I'm talking about Muslims.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. They're out there and they'll tell you their story and they'll tell you what's going on. They'll tell you. Because they're like, well, it's better it's coming, you get it from me than you get it from your news.
That's how I feel, like, you know, being Muslim or Palestinian, I'd rather someone ask us than like go on Fox News and find out their information there.
I went to both sources. I think I told you, I was like, I went to all my people I know from Israel, and then I went to, I only know two people.
To the right source.
Well, I went to both. I wanted to hear both. But what I got from a lot of the people from Israel is very, except for one guy, was very, very evil.
Yeah.
They was like, they want to blow us up. They want to kill us. And I was like, well, I don't think so. I don't think it's
that. I could go, anyway.
Yeah. Topic for.
I was like, you come back for another episode one day. We just talk about the not the conflict.
I'm
the,
sorry. I should have made it more fun. Yeah. No. But yeah, I watched and read the news.
Well, you know what? Congratulations on
passing, not being white.
Not being white. Which this is actually why we brought you here.
We just want to prove to the people, even though your name is Alexander Payne.
Yeah.
We just wanted to prove.
Alex, you're really fun. We're going to become friends now. I'm really excited.
I feel like I'm getting the pass from one of her friends' date, like one at a time. She's bringing me around to each friend.
Yeah, I can only introduce you to one person at a time.
It's only one. It's never a group.
Yeah. Look, you're it's too overwhelming. You gotta just slowly, gotta ease you in.
And my name is
Xander.
No, Abu Bakr.
Abu Bakr.
Yeah, Abu Bakr. That's why I'm like, I need to write that down. So when I come around, people are like, what's your name? I'm like, Abu Bakr. And they're like, I could be a brown person.
Yeah.
Well, where can people find you as Abu Bakr? As Alex Payne?
At Abu Bakr.
AlexPayneComedy.com or Alex Payne Comedy on Instagram. Let's see. I'm doing an hour this week at the Crane Theater.
Hell yeah.
And then next week too on Monday for Frigid. And then I make a web series called Uninspired.
Oh, shit.
And I'm writing a play.
I love it.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time alone. That's what.
That's great. You're going to the gym, to the comedy gym.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Lonely Gym.
Gym. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Alex. We'll put all that in the show notes. The video is on our Patreon, so you could see us and hear us at the same time. And follow us at No Fly List Pod. Follow me at Thier Yakub.
And you can follow me at Amama Sridhar. Thank you.
And thank you, Canal Street Market, for having us. Woo!